Welcome to 2 out of 3 Recommend. I'm Lee.
And I'm Brett.
We're two brothers out of three getting together to chat
and recommend drinks, movies, shows, and things to keep you busy.
Welcome to another episode of 2 out of 3 Recommend. We are 2 out of 3 brothers talking about stuff. That's our new intro now.
Just stuff.
Talking about stuff and occasionally recommending some things. One of two podcasts that someone on TikTok doesn't think we should have.
Fuck off. Anyway.
That's my first. I'm just putting it right out there. That's my first recommendation.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick in the comment section.
If you're going to say be a dick, just piss off. Like, why do you waste the time? Anyway, we have a drink first.
All right. I have been away in Adelaide. And looking at these, I feel like they're not a twist top.
I was just going to say, I recommend checking if they're a twist top, but let's have a look.
I did go, while I was in Adelaide, to Maggie Beer's shop. They are not a twist top.
Twist tops, are they?
So I'm just going to pause and go and get a bottle opener. All right. I've found a bottle opener.
Yay.
I'll edit that. Look at the bottle opener that I found.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This constituted
the worst bottle opener.
A trophy. Well, the worst trophy.
The worst. Well, it's useful, I don't know. Actually. I got a water bottle.
This constituted a trophy when we won a premiership at the local indoor volleyball centre. So this is Maggie Beer's cider, which is quite classy that I'm just going to destroy with this. I just want people to be able to see.
It is a good-looking bottle.
It is a good-looking bottle. It's Maggie's own pears.
Maggie Beer. Oh, but it's cider.
Yeah, but it's cider.
So it's Maggie cider.
In our Barossa orchard, we value add all the fruit we can. It's an amazing pear block, and we balance our crop between drying the pears or making this full-flavoured pear cider. As always, it's about the flavour and tradition of the Charmat method that always makes the difference. All right.
So this is the dregs of leftover pear. Is that what she's saying?
No, well, she either dries
We value add all the fruit we can.
Probably.
Sustainable.
Let's see if this still makes a noise, actually. Because this is audio, this bottle opener. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, this is a fail.
That works.
There we go. Oh. There we go. Now you get to try and see if it'll happen.
This is great content.
I won't be putting this on TikTok.
2014. God.
10 years ago. Now you're going to need to do it again. Okay. He's come up looking like a crumbed sausage. It's out of batteries. Listeners,
batteries?
What the thing does is that it triggers, opening the bottle triggers a sound effect of a volleyball commentator.
Oh, yeah. He's come up looking like a crumbed sausage.
He's the only one we remember. But this is Maggie's Orchard Heritage Pear Cider that I brought back from the Barossa Valley last week. Cheers.
Cheers. Nah. It doesn't taste like normal pear ciders. Maybe it's not as sweet.
It's not as sweet.
It's actual pear.
That's
not bad, actually.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I quite like it.
Nice. Well
Spoiler
done,
Spoiler alert, I had one there while I had a little grazing board. And then I'm like, oh, I think I like these, so I'll take some home for the podcast.
That is nice.
I just reorganized our fridge. So we all of the 1 to 2 drinks left over from the 4 to 6 packs that we've bought are in the drinks fridge in the garage.
Great.
So there's like 1 Portello Bilsons, 1 low-carb Strongbow cider.
We handpick only perfect fruit and then add several champagne yeasts to accentuate its character. I'm so proud of our beautifully balanced pear cider.
She's made quite a little name for herself, has Maggie?
She's just so lovely.
She's got lots of products in the kitchen.
And they're all expensive.
They're all delicious, though. Great. So well done, Maggie. I've not brought back anything to eat, though. That's still your job.
Speaking of people that are chefs.
Okay.
I've continued with our collab collab.
Right. Yep. Collab.
Theme. This is Red Rock Deli Chef Series in collaboration with Poe.
Beautiful. That's
her on the back. Poe. Yep. Crispy chicken with garlic and sweet soy.
I am going to like these. Yeah. I think I'm going to like these, actually.
Yeah, they smell good.
The packet is loud, just as a production note for whoever's editing the podcast. Thank you.
Half the pack's air.
They're a kettle-style chip. Half this chip. Half this chip is air. Yeah. Oh, cheers.
I mean, they're good.
They kind of just taste like a chicken chip.
They're actually just chips.
They just taste like... You could give me a Smith's chicken chip and these, and they're not that different, I don't think.
No, the chicken ones actually have chicken flavour. Nah.
There's definitely honey soy.
Not great.
It tastes more like the roast chicken ones. You know those ones?
Yeah.
There's a roast chicken flavour.
It doesn't taste like fried chicken. You know, like the picture on the pack, I should be tasting Korean fried chicken.
Yeah, that's true. It looks very fried.
Should have got the hot and spicy ones.
Oh, well. No, don't do spicy. No spicy for me. All right. Well, I was in Adelaide for a big event.
Yep.
I went to Gather Round.
Gather Round.
The AFL's Gather Round by accident. I was over in Adelaide for the Australian National Band Championships. And then we realised that the next weekend was Gather Round. So we hung around. We gathered.
That's good. So you were there by accident as opposed to rigging certain games on purpose like the AFL did?
They did not. It's not rigged.
There are certain teams that the AFL want to make finals.
Carlton.
I think that was a
very large mistake.
You know what the other games we watched
were those two games that had arguably the biggest goal review issues. Was it touched? Yes, it was definitely touched.
Yeah, if the ball goes this way and then goes it's touched.
So my issue with it, I'll get back to Gather Round. My issue with it was comparing the two games, right? That goal that was allowed for Carlton, then comparing that wasn't reviewed, then comparing that to Tyson Stengel's goal that came from a review. My issue is, right?
Yeah.
There were four or five Fremantle players, including the player whose arm the ball touched, saying this ball is touched, and they didn't review it.
Because you can't.
Then, why can't you?
Because it's not a goal. The guy kicked it, and then the Carlton player marked it, and then kicked a goal. So you can't review a kick.
Yeah, all right.
You can only review a score.
Well, I think that's something that they need to look at. But the thing is, how far back in the play do you go before you say, no, this didn't impact this, whether or not it scored?
Well, there needs to be some sort of, I've been saying this for a while. Look, I don't want to sound hard done by, but certain teams aren't umpired the same as others. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, right.
Fill in the blank as you may wish. I'm sure if Tom Lynch, if you're listening, you'll agree with me. So, there needs to be some sort of system where the AFL clubs can go to the AFL and go, please explain.
Well, one thing that I've noticed this year that hasn't happened is the GM of footy operations for the AFL, whatever her name is, has come out every Monday and said, these are the mistakes we've made.
Well, you know, so you can't, but that's useless to me.
Yeah.
Like if I'm a Carlton supporter, I go, yes, that was touched. It You can't go, okay, we'll go back Fremantle, yeah. You win. Brett, you get all your tips and you win that bet that you put on. I'd put a bet on that one.
I don't know how I feel about them coming out Monday morning and saying, these are the mistakes we made.
Well, because there's no improvement on the mistakes that they made.
The umpiring I have found this year to be pretty poor across the board.
Yep.
They have hardly paid holding the ball this season.
Uh-huh.
And that comes on top of last season where dropping the ball was not a thing that was paid ever.
Well, that's never been, that hasn't been paid for like 15 years.
No, but like knocked out in the tackle seems to have replaced a lot of things that had previously been called holding the ball.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're trying to slowly remove that from the game. They let a lot of play go on when there should be whistles blown.
One commentator, there's only about two good commentators.
Yeah. And none of them are on Channel 7.
Well, the two are.
You can't say just Richo and right Luke Darcy. There. No, Richo's not right.
You know who's great? Kelly Underwood. Love her. She's great entertainment. She gets the players' names wrong. She gets the year wrong. She makes up words. It's fantastic. But at least she doesn't. Oh, she does yell a bit. Not as bad as BT, but.
No. Do you know why I like Kelly Underwood? She may make mistakes, right? But she actually occasionally says things that are happening in the game.
Not just go, wowee.
Yeah, not just go, wowee, like BT, or not just go, kick, goal, like JB. Like, that's not commentary, mate. Like,
I'm sorry, if I played a drinking game at the Richmond St Kilda game, and I took a sip every time Luke Darcy said the former Richmond player, Jack Higgins or Dan Butler, I'd have been drunk by halftime. And they only touched the ball three times each.
It's just not great. Commentary, Channel 7.
It's not great commentary, full stop. It's much better. I find the game much better to watch at the ground.
Of course.
For various reasons.
Yeah, yeah. As long as it's not Marvel.
Yeah, duh. And, yeah. Look, umpires are terrible. You know what the problem is, I think?
Mm.
There's too many rules. The game goes too fast for them to keep up. And because they have to do their big show and little dance.
Yeah, yeah.
They call it too late. So, like, you get paid holding
very late calls.
You get paid holding the ball, and then the ball goes on handball, advantage.
And while they're doing their show.
They've still done that before you've done your little dance.
The other thing that I think is a symptom of them adding a fourth umpire is that the umpires seem to be waiting for somebody else to call something.
Well, and then it'll be
there's lots of late calls.
No, sorry, you didn't hear me because I'm fucking 50 metres away from the thing, but that was high. No, but it's Jack Ginnivan. Oh, then it wasn't.
Also they haven't done well by adding a fourth umpire is they're all along the middle of the ground.
Yeah.
They're not seeing more of the ground. They're just running over less of it.
Because, yeah, so
they're all on the inside of the contest.
They're all on the same side of the contest. Yeah. So when somebody throws the ball,
if they throw it outways,
yeah,
it's okay because you're not going to. They're not going to see.
If they don't see Patrick Cripps going,
yeah,
which is what he does all the time.
And so adding the fourth umpire, I don't think has added anything other than the umpires have less ground to cover.
Yeah, and they're not as good.
Yes, because we are drawing from a pool of people that are not as highly skilled, maybe.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying I could do it by any means.
And also, God, how many fucking score reviews?
Unnecessary. There was one in the Bulldogs game that I swear was a foot away from the post.
I think and I they saw said, that one.
Score review, I just want to check it didn't touch the post. And as soon as it came up on the screen, the guy in the arc went, based on this evidence, there is a clear gap between the ball and the post.
I don't know if it was that one. It was somebody's little dribble kick. Is that one? Yeah. Maybe it was that one. The goal umpire goes, I just wanted to review that it was a goal. He goes, I think it's a goal. Can we just check? That's all he said. Yeah. And then
does that mean?
The field umpire just looked at him like, what?
Like, yeah, because you've asked, we have to review. And then he goes, but I don't think we should be reviewing this right now.
The look on his face was just like, are you serious?
Yeah.
And so he goes, Score review, can we just check? That was it. And I feel like the field umpire should have just been like, no.
Well, obviously there's a rule.
If the goal umpire asks... Because if the goal umpire is not sure... They have to do a review. I suppose. But also, they get checked all the time anyway.
Sometimes I see field umpire give the two hands all clear.
Yeah.
And then the goal umpire say, I think it was a goal, but I want to check.
Mm.
If the field umpire and the goal umpire think it's a goal, it's a goal.
Yeah.
It's been that way, and I don't want to sound old. It's been that way for 120 years.
Back in my day.
Yeah. Now, it's been that way for 120 years since...
Get the white coats back on.
The white wide brim and the lab coat, two fingers,
yeah, goal. You go two fingers and you lean towards the flags to save time.
Shit. The other pedantic rule that I just noticed this weekend is from a kick-in, the ball boy can't give the ball to a player who is in play. So there were a few times. So normally we sit on the wing, so I don't see this stuff. But the seats we got at the Adelaide Oval Saturday were in the pocket. So I saw a lot more of what happens at the goal line.
Yeah.
And there were quite a few times where the ball boy was standing there with the ball waiting for the player to come and put their foot on the line so that they were out of play before they could give them the ball.
You know what the
Just
other
give them the ball.
The other thing that annoys me? Stand.
Yeah.
Stand. Stand 2 meters. 2 meters. Two bit play on.
Yeah.
And then it goes.
The thing
and then
that annoys me about
foot
the stand
line,
rule.
Lee. Foot on the line,
oh,
Lee.
You know that
foot
rule.
On the line. Yeah. Step. Play and on.
The number of repeated things of things that players should know. Back to the nine gets
back
me
to
every
the nine.
Time. Back to the nine. You know where the mark is. You're playing elite football.
Yeah.
You are playing at the highest level. Back to the nine and foot on the line for a kick from out in the full. That's in fucking Western region under 14s.
But if
everybody should know that rule if you play footy.
If you're outside the nine and then run and then go back to the... Why is that not 50 metres?
The thing that annoys me as well is the repeating, right? Stand, back 2 metres, back 2 metres, back 2 metres. Then it should be 50.
Yeah.
If you ask three times and then they move, too late. Ask twice, maybe three times, 50.
Uh-huh.
Get better umpiring. But all of that being said, a little bitchy rant about what's wrong with football, Adelaide, as a city,
yep,
nailed it.
Great.
Gathered round. And if any commentator is saying that it should not be in Adelaide, they do not have the best interests of the fans and the game in mind. Because Adelaide is not a huge city. So when something happens, it happens for the whole city. And they love it. They're like, no offense, they're like the little brother. Like if you're going to get something, you're grateful for it. Actually, it's the other way. The big brother, because you get spoiled, the little brother.
I get everything.
Adelaide's a little city, so they don't get a lot. So when they get something, they're all over it.
And and even the teams they've got, like one's Adelaide who are shit and one's Port Adelaide who have the shittest supporters.
Yeah, so that's actually true. We were at a rehearsal the week before Gather Round for our band competition, and the guy who hosted us in the rehearsal venue said, just so you know, by the time you leave this rehearsal, the Port Adelaide game may have finished. If they've lost, go straight back to your hotel.
Yeah.
Do not dally, dilly-dally, walk in groups, go straight back to your hotel.
Yeah.
But all of that aside again, Adelaide did a really good job. It took over the whole
stadium.
City. Adelaide Oval is a great stadium. What they did at their live site for the Macca's Footy Festival was great. They had two big screens. They had bands and DJs of varying qualities. And players were there signing stuff. And there was just the vibe around the whole town. Unfortunately, they didn't paint the Rundle Mall balls to look like Sharon footballs. That would have been great. Mm-hmm. But they did put a huge Sharon in the middle of the mall.
Right.
And another screen and a bar and a little activation, they call them, where you could get yourself made into a footy card and leap test that they do at the draft, kind of stuff.
How'd you go?
Yeah, I didn't do the jumping. I did the reaction times.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that the person on top of the leaderboard had two people.
Oh.
Yeah, cheating.
Sure.
Cheating.
For both? They were just standing on each other's shoulders for the other one?
Yeah. No, they just threw the other one up.
Yeah.
Like the Flying Graysons in the circus. The whole city got behind it. People loved it. The vibe was really good as well. Because when you go to the football, there's a lot of adversity between supporters.
Yes.
It's not aggressive. You know, it's not like soccer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're not going to just say hey and have a chat to a Hawthorn supporter if you're walking to the G as a Richmond supporter.
No, I wouldn't even acknowledge them.
Stay focused in your Richmond whatever.
Mm.
But for the whole 5 days we were there for Gather Round, people just chatted to each other. The usual randos just like, hey, go Dogs.
Yeah,
you see someone of your same team. But we were getting in the lift in the hotel with people, West Coast, Carlton, Geelong, whatever, and just like, oh, how are you enjoying the week? Oh, it's great, blah, blah. So that kind of gathering actually was good. And also, you just saw a lot of footy people around.
Yeah.
Like, not just at the activations. Like, we were just walking to the live site, and I just was looking up ahead and outside this hotel. I'm like, oh, there's just a bunch of, you know, footy guy flogs.
Yeah.
And then I was like, actually, no, that one's Christian Salem.
Oh, well then, yeah.
So they are footy flogs.
They are flogs.
But they're very good at
professional
it.
Professional footy flogs.
So it was Christian Salem, Clayton Oliver, Christian Petrarca, and I think Jack Viney. We just saw outside their hotel.
Mm.
And they were all cool. And then we saw just like Dermot Burton walking down the Mall. We stayed in the same hotel as Jared Waitley, which was very cool. So Shane, my husband, was just fanboying all week.
God.
He loves Jared Waitley.
Over Dermot Burton and Jared Waitley.
Yeah. But Jesus. We also saw like Sean Burgoyne, Mark Williams, a lot of people just around, well as the players there for the activation. So the vibe of the whole city was very good. And I think Adelaide did a really good job. They're a good size city for it. Their stadium is great. Perth is too far.
Yeah. Brisbane. I don't know if Perth has the other stadium, like the other grounds as well. Although,
well, I think they still have the Wacker and Subiaco.
Yeah, true.
So you could, but I like the idea of the country footy. Of putting the teams that have no fans at a country ground, like Gold Coast.
Well, my only criticism of that is if you're going to play an AFL match on a ground, make sure it's an actual oval shape.
They do have straight, even where we went to see Bulldogs open training at Woodville West Torrens,
right,
that same side was just a straight line.
It looked like instead of the one that Richmond St Kilda game was, it looked like instead of being
Norwood?
Yeah, instead of being an oval, it looked like it used to be a soccer or a rugby pitch, and they just like curved in the corners a bit.
Yes. There were
and then
a
people
couple of
were kicking ridiculous snaps from the pocket. I'm like, what's a different angle?
Yeah, yeah. Because like, the pocket is not there.
Yeah.
But they did it well. I think Brisbane and Sydney people wouldn't go.
No.
Melbourne people would fly to Sydney for it. Melbourne people might fly to Brisbane.
Yeah.
But Perth people are more likely to fly to Adelaide than they are to fly across to Sydney or Brisbane.
It's more central.
And Melbourne can't host it because we got 6 out of the 9 games every weekend anyway.
Yeah, so it's pointless.
The only ones that would be pushing for that are Collingwood, so they don't have to play another game away from the G and take that total up to 4.
Yeah.
But well done, Adelaide. Well done, AFL. Gather Round was great. Dogs, be better though.
Umpires and Dogs and Richmond.
We had a great week.
Be better.
Right? We played our band competition and played really well.
Yeah.
And then hung around, went and had some of Maggie's food, went to Harndorf and had a schnitzel. And then it was all great. The Carlton-Fremantle game was tight and close and the atmosphere was great. And then the end of it was we lost by 4 points. And then we drove home overnight.
Lost
by 4 points.
Driving for an elimination final.
Oh, yeah. You had a much worse.
Losing by 10 goals. And realizing 5 minutes into the game that you're like, we shouldn't have come here.
We went to a game
against Port Adelaide
Football Park before it was even played at Adelaide Oval. Bulldogs versus Adelaide. And we lost by 70 points. And I felt actually unsafe on the bus back to Adelaide, which is a 40-minute bus ride.
Mm.
It's not... Football Park was not close to Adelaide City. So they've done much better with Adelaide. The walk across the bridge to get there is fantastic
as well. I have a story about neutral-ish supporters at the football. If we just want to make this episode let's just talk about football.
Call this episode Gather Round.
I've recently gone to a game of football at the MCG.
Yeah.
Rare, I know.
Yeah.
And so it was the Richmond-Sydney game. And so we're sitting in our usual spots. And generally, because we've got reserve seats, it's the same people.
Yeah, you have friends.
It's Graham, it's Kathy, it's Joel and Lisa up the front. I don't know their name. It's the cashed up Bogans over there. It's the yuppies that don't shut up behind us. We don't know everyone's names. Sharon, we haven't seen Sharon this year.
Oh, anyway, hope she's okay.
In front
empty
of us.
Empty seat or is someone else sitting there?
Empty seat.
Oh,
In front of us, there were these two people we hadn't seen before. And the week before, there were people in those seats and they were different people.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, what's going on here? But you can do this thing where, oh, I can't go share my seat.
Yep.
And so during the game, they were sitting there and they were talking during the whole game and barely watching it. And I'm like, Richmond are winning. This might be rare this year. You might want to pay attention. They had the Richmond gear on and everything. And they were like, had the record and they're like, oh, who's that one? And who's, I'm like, what is happening?
Mm.
They don't know anyone except Tom Lynch, right?
Okay.
And then I was like, what the hell? And then we won. And then cheer, cheer, yay. Don't look that way. There's two injuries. Don't look. And then, you know, they finished. And then they were like, oh, you guys didn't mind that we sat here, did you? And I'm like, no. And I was like, oh, because they're not our seats. They're my cousin's seats and they couldn't come, so we used them.
Yep.
I'm like, okay. She goes, we're actually Essendon supporters. And I said, okay.
That explains
She's like, so that's not a problem. I said, oh, no, that's fine. I just was wondering why you didn't know who half the players were.
But they were wearing Richmond
gear. They were wearing all their Richmond gear and cheering for Richmond. And one of them was like, oh, I just wanted to come because I absolutely hate Sydney. I'm like, that's do people fair. Hate Sydney? Anyway.
People and go, have she go,
that's
hate.
They go, I cannot stand that Tom Papley. I'm like, okay, that's fair. He's a bit of a dick.
People have a team they hate.
I have several.
Who's your most hated?
Port Adelaide.
For that time?
Because they're terrible and their supporters are awful and I don't like any of their players, you know, except Travis Boak. You know how some teams
Connor
it's like,
Rosie's pretty good.
Nah. He's a wanker.
Okay.
You know how some teams are like, oh, I hate you, but I like Carl Langford, so it's fine.
Yep.
But I can't – so Port Adelaide, Brisbane, Carlton, Collingwood.
Shane's team is Adelaide.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And any slightly older millennial Bulldogs that are listening will know why.
Is it 1997?
It's the 1997 prelim. Mm. And so, in that case, it was a little tough to go to Adelaide because Adelaide would.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Adelaide is shit.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
So it kind of helped.
It's fun. Yes, and then I was like,
I don't know if I have a team that I hate.
I hate Port Adelaide, like with a passion.
Hawthorn annoy me.
Like in the netball, the West Coast Fever, fucking hate them. Cannot stand. Like you have no idea. I hate them more than I hate Port Adelaide.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Hawthorn just annoys me. I don't think I hate them. They just, I don't know.
Maybe it's like you can't hate North Melbourne because pity.
Yeah, you can't hate North Melbourne because they're shit.
You can't hate North West Coast because why?
Yeah, because they're also shit.
Poor West Coast.
Gold Coast, I just a bit nothing about.
I don't really care. And I should. As a Richmond supporter, I should. But I don't care.
From about Tuesday of Gather Round Week, Shane and I were starting to look out for different supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until Friday afternoon that we saw a Gold Coast supporter. We saw five Gold Coast players before we saw a single Gold Coast supporter. Didn't see Dimmer.
Good.
Too far for him to travel.
Yeah, so I was like, what? I was like, is this a thing? Like, if I was going to a neutral game, I would not be wearing another team's scarf and hat and T-shirt.
Did they think because they were in the Richmond section they needed to dress up.
Well, I think maybe the people who gave them the tickets are new to the section.
Like when Dad and Shane went to Anfield to watch Liverpool.
Mm. Oh, well, that's different.
Dad borrowed one of Shane's scarves.
Mm.
But Dad doesn't go for another EPL team. Like, yeah, so it's not like Dad's
it's
like...
It's not like, yay, Everton.
Yeah. I'm not going to wear my Chelsea stuff because I'm going to Anfield. He was just like, whatever, I'll just get in the spirit of it.
Yeah. But it was interesting because these people were like, did you mind us sitting here? I'm like, no. Well, it's not like you're annoying. It was just a bit weird that you didn't know the players and you didn't watch most of the game. But then she said the people in... Oh, said people, oh, they kept looking around being like, ooh. And then... Because she... One of the women was like, I am in love with Tom Lynch. I came just to watch Tom Lynch and hope that Sydney won, lost. And I'm like, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's half the Richmond supporters. Yeah.
And she's like, oh, but the people in front, they weren't happy and they kept bagging Tom Lynch. I'm like, yeah, some of us do that.
Here's the big question of the week,
mm.
right? And I've stolen this from the sportsbet.com.au socials, gamble responsibly.
Yes.
Do you, this isn't the big question, do you wear your footy jumper to the footy?
At times, if it's not 30 degrees and I'm sitting in direct sunlight all day.
They have asked the question, how old is too old to wear your footy jumper to the footy?
Never.
That's I thought it's not a question. The same thing.
Wear
it.
I still have a scarf with badges on it, 10 of which are Brett Delidio badges, all right? If I outgrow anything, it'll be the scarf.
I actually bought a new scarf while we're in Gather Round because my Bulldogs Premiership scarf is full of badges.
Mm.
And so I need a bigger scarf in order to be able to get more badges.
Yeah.
I think...
Just get Mum to knit you one. That's the one I've got, the one.
I think wear your footy jumper is fine. I think there's an age limit to wear footy jumper and footy shorts.
Oh, footy shorts, no.
Yeah.
No.
I think 10 years old.
Yeah, if you're in high school, no footy shorts. Unless you just came from footy.
Yeah, but even then, put a pair of trackies on.
But also it's fucking cold.
It is. Marvel is cold. I know you hate it. I like it. But Marvel is cold and I would not be wearing footy shorts there.
No.
So the big question we're both agreeing on, surprise. There's no age limit.
Well, I think it depends. No, it doesn't depend. You see, I like seeing the oldies in like woolen knitted Tetley's Tea sponsored
Mum.
Richmond. No, she's got a new one.
Shane still has his ICI one.
Oh, God. Gosh.
Okay, well, that's the big question.
Yeah.
And I'm keen to know if anybody thinks there is an age limit on wearing your footy jumper to the footy. What do you wear if you don't wear your footy jumper?
You just wear like a polo and a hoodie and a hat and a scarf.
But then they'll start saying scarves too old to wear a scarf.
How young? Okay. What age do you stop taking a flag and waving a flag after every goal?
I don't have a limit on that either.
Really?
Actually, no.
So, because we've sat in our members' reserve seats for a bit. There's this kid that sits in the front.
Okay.
And he's got the little... The little flag,
little
right?
flag or big flag?
Little flag. Like he gets up, waves it like...
Okay.
I don't know.
A4 size flag or big?
A4.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the big flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, A4. And he gets up and he thinks...
Yeah.
He's had... I don't think it's the same flag because my experience with these flags is that they don't last as long.
The sticks last less long than the actual flag.
So, although when I was a kid, I didn't wave it that much probably because we were shit. And he was a kid, so he had this flag, and he's grown up. He's like a fucking teenager now, right? And he still stands up and waves his flag, and sometimes I'm like, I think you're a bit old for that now.
I'm okay with it because teenagers and adults are much less likely to accidentally take someone's eye out as opposed to a six-year-old waving a flag.
Yeah, true.
I think go nuts. Whatever you want to do,
that's the thing.
Cheer, as long as you're not abusing anyone.
Yeah.
Jump up, yell and scream. Yeah. When we went to Ballarat to watch the Bulldogs a couple of weeks ago, there was a woman that every time the Gold Coast player was running in to kick a goal, yelled out, Chewy on your boot.
Oh, it's better than the woman that used to sit behind us at the footy. I love it. Chewy on your...
Oh, yeah.
I'll say it. We've said worse. Chewy on your cock. She used to say, but she smoked a pack a day, I reckon. And she was like, chewy on your cock.
No, I'm all for it. Chew however you want. I don't like the hypocrisy of blokes who will yell and scream at the footy but then take the piss out of Swifties. Because that's the same thing.
Yeah.
And I've seen like the meme before the Swifties became the thing.
Yeah.
The meme of like a bloke yelling at a English Premier League game compared to blokes taking the piss out of girls screaming at the Beatles.
Yeah.
Or Harry Styles. Yeah. Like you have you're a fan. Be a fan.
Be a fan.
However you want to be a fan.
Embrace your fandom. Speaking of fandom, I don't have time to talk about Beyonce's new album. I'll save it for next week. All
right, we'll talk about it next week. Sorry. Or do you want to do a Beyonce special bonus episode?
No, it's fine.
We'll talk about it next week. Speaking of fandom, like and subscribe on our video.
If you're a fan of us.
And subscribe. And if you're a fan of us and want to chat with us, you can join the Facebook group.
We need a name.
Brothers. You can just be a brother.
Yeah.
Or you can be... the third, the number three.
Oh.
Completely being completely brutal and completely replacing the third brother.
No.
With you, our fans.
You can't do that. Our drinkers. If you're two drink cinemas, you can be drinkers.
If you're two drink cinemas, yeah. But we'll come up with the fans for two out of three brothers.
It's like we're enabling. But anyway.
Two out of three brothers is what you can follow us on the socials. Just keep it nice in the TikTok comments.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe and tell your friends and jump into the Facebook group and tell us how old is too old to wear your footy jumper and how old is too old to wave a flag at the footy. Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for listening to 2 out of 3 Recommend. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was produced and pay our respects to elders past and present.
If you'd like to support the podcast and become a member, gaining early access to episodes and an exclusive episode each month, sign up as a member using the link in the show notes.
If there's something you'd like to recommend to us, get in touch on the socials or in our Facebook group.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app or on YouTube. Leave us a rating and review and tell your friends.